Okay, so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 18th of September 2009 and the time is approximately 10 past 6 in the morning. Can you please tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
My name's Davina Brown, I'm 36 and I'm from a little village called Kempsford in Gloucestershire.
Okay, thank you. When was it you found out about the One Another Project?
It was probably just before it started. I was talking about it with my friends because I was at uni at the time, and I didn't apply to begin with because I just thought I can't get up there, it's too high, but then I watched the programmes and just thought, oh, I'll go for it, I won't get picked anyway. So it was a real shock when I did get picked.
So what would you say is your inspiration in putting your name forward? What was it that struck you, that you're interested about?
Do you know, I like Anthony Gormley's work anyway, and being an artist, quite a new one, but you know, I just find it really interesting. I think, you know, that whole sort of having a look at everyone, you know, sort of, it's a bit like when someone's not got the curtains drawn, you know, and you're walking by when you go on holiday, these lovely little villages, and you want to just sort of have a little peek in the window, you know, because it's almost like they've given you a little insight into their lives, and it kind of sort of ties in with the art I like to do. I really like sort of other people's memories and all that kind of thing.
Okay, so tell us then a little bit about uni and about you being an artist.
Well, I was lucky enough to do it full time, but managed to fit my kids in and everything as well. But I'm all quite new to it. I've had the summer off, you know, the dissertation and everything. It's all quite hectic. But so I'm just sort of trying to find a bit of direction to go in now. You know, it's all quite new. But yeah, I really enjoyed. Well, I did it at college, but you know, university. And it was really nice, met loads of really nice people, and sort of starting a new life almost, you know, it's like waking up, it's great.
So what was it you did before?
Just being a mother, or just, you know, it's quite a big job, but you know, I did that, and when my youngest daughter went to school, I was kind of a bit lost and thinking, where am I going to go? And I've always kind of liked art, but didn't know what to do with it, you know what I mean? I didn't, you know, feel I was any good then. And I sort of doing the I did an access course and then went on to do the degree, and I realised that, you know, it's not a good, you know, I don't suppose my idea of good is, you know, you sort of never think what you do is good enough, do you know what I mean? It's a bit, you're always a bit self conscious about putting yourself out there, and I'm doing this, what am I like?
And you mentioned in you're interested in kind of art that surrounds people's memories and things. Can you tell us a bit about that and what that means to you?
Oh, I suppose it's taken me a while to realise, but like for my own memories, I've become a bit of a hoarder since I've left home, because my mum was a single parent and we didn't keep anything. She couldn't go in the attic. She's a bit afraid of heights like me. And so I've got very little from when I was a child. And, you know, we didn't have a camera. I think she must have borrowed one, or, you know, had one at one point. So we've got like one album from when, like, she was younger, and then one album from when I grew up, really. And compared to now, when, you know, if you go out for the day, you take 100 photos, you know, in half an hour or something, it's that easy. And I think I like the old-fashioned way, when it wasn't so throwaway. You know, you took pictures and they were more precious. You know, so I collected slides and old people pictures that people have thrown away. And, you know, it's almost like memories that have been thrown away. I find it quite sad. So there's me trying to cling on to all these other people's memories. It's a bit crazy, I don't know.
So what is it you're going to be doing for the duration of your hour on the plinth?
I've got some t-shirts and I'm going to be making them while I'm up there and then wearing them. And I just felt like, I don't, sort of telling everyone a little bit about me. You know, it's not my life story, but just little things. And then also my friends, I've got them to sort of say, you know, tell me something I can write, and then, you know, we'll know what it means, because my family and my friends are really important to me. And I think, you know, I know there's like loads of other people can see it, but it's just like little messages to them. But while I'm doing it, I talk quite a bit. I like to think of doing what I do, so I'll probably be saying why I'm doing it and what everything's about. So it would be like a little snapshot of me and my life, kind of.
And what kind of stuff are you going to be doing to the t-shirts?
I've got some fabric painting pens, so really it'd be sort of writing, you know, the first one I'm going to put, who is Davina Brown, and then just put a few things about me, and obviously I'll be talking at times, so, you know, kind of record of, and then I'll wear that one and then do the next one. So I don't know exactly what I'm going to put on all of them yet. I'll wait and see.
Great. So how would you describe yourself as a person?
Oh, that's difficult. I don't know. I suppose I'm a mother and an artist. I don't know, I used to be quite outrageous. I think I've calmed down a bit now. Doing this is quite, you know, quite brave for me. But I don't know. It's difficult to analyse yourself, isn't it? It's difficult to sort of look in. I don't know.
I used to be,
you know, if I was younger, I'd probably be up there making a real spectacle of myself. But, you know, I've sort of calmed down a bit and I've got older. Still a little bit. You know, you've got to be slightly crazy, I think, otherwise life's boring, isn't it? You know, take chances and things. So, you know, something like this, I thought, yeah, I've got to do it. Well, I'm a bit afraid of heights, I'm a bit worried about going up in the thing. Looks a bit high up.
What things would you say, Ed, then, are you kind of hoping for? What are your hopes and aspirations for the future?
I'd really like to make it as an artist. You know, it's something I really enjoy doing. Obviously I've just had a bit of a break because it was really hectic at the end of the year, and, you know, just sort of get the summer out of the way. That's what I'd really like to do, but there's so many people out there who, you know, really, really love to be artists, you know, make it. But, you know, if I can just make art, I'll be happy, and you know, eventually find a job sort of in the art world would be really nice. I don't know. Who knows what tomorrow brings? You never know what's around the corner, do you? It's, you know.
Tell us a little bit about your family.
Oh, my family. I haven't got the biggest families, but they're just really great. My mum, like I said before, was a single parent. I live with my mum and my nan. She always supported me. She's always proud of everything I do. So she's probably just going to work now, but I'll have to show her later, let her watch it on the internet. She's told everybody that she can, so she'll be expecting pictures and things. I'll have to message her. And of course I've got my lovely daughters, my husband, who's here as well. They'll be here shortly, but I didn't want to wake them up too early, because you have to be a bit early, don't you? They'll be waving me on, and you know, we're quite a small family, but it's really nice. We all really love each other. I think that's what's important, being there for each other.
What do you get up to in your free time, your spare time with them?
Oh God, I don't know. I'd like to take them to a few art galleries and things. I didn't really do a lot of that when I was younger, so we do that. And we like to go camping, things like that. I'm trying to think what else we do. Well, we live in the countryside, so it's quite nice. You just go for a walk or on your bike. You know, it's the kind of everyday things you do. You probably don't think of it. And we like our computer games as well. We all like Square Eyes, playing on the computer, singing on the SingStar. We like doing that together. I like to have a glass of wine before I do that, really. I'm not that brave. Yeah, definitely wouldn't be singing on the plinth like some people do.
And how does it feel to be one of 2,400 people that get to be part of Anthony's One Another project?
I know I'm here, but I still almost can't believe it, because when I applied, about 30,000 people had applied already. I just think, oh, how lucky am I just to be picked? You know, so that's why, although I'm a bit nervous and worried about going up in the thing, I thought, no, it's a real opportunity to do it. So I'm sort of over the moon I've been picked. It's great.
Ooh. What kind of response, reaction would you like from what you do and also from the project as a whole?
Oh, I don't know. So I'm not, it's quite a quiet slot at 7 o'clock, isn't it? So I was a bit worried if there were going to be too many people, because I don't really want to perform, do you know what I mean, to everybody. I know that there's that kind of expectation now that people are going to perform and everything, but I don't think that's what the project's about. Do you know what I mean? I don't think it's about that. It's like looking at the people up there, and I think, you know, I don't want to go up there and do something all singing, all dancing, because that's not me, and that wouldn't be an accurate portrayal of who I am. So I just hope that people just see me, and if some people think, oh, she's boring, well then fair enough, because, you know, that's just who I am. I can only be me, and people just have to sort of accept who I am.
And what would you like to take away from the experience?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to feel after. I think I'll be excited, definitely. Just, I think it'd be an achievement for me to have done it, because it's very public. You know, I'm a bit nervous about that. And the height thing as well. So I think I'll be proud of myself for doing it, getting up there and being brave.
And how are you feeling then? What's the emotional journey been like? How are you feeling before you go up?
I am nervous. I've just watched the plinth before we go up. My heart was beating so fast I could feel it when the little cage thing was going up there. And it got higher and higher, and my heart was beating faster and faster. I thought in an hour that would be me. So I was a little bit nervous, but we'll see. I think I'll get more nervous as we're, you know, going there, going up. Heart will be beating out my chest.
And who have you brought down with you to support you there?
My husband's here, and my daughters. They're here. Well, they should be here soon to give me a little wave and shout things at me. Mum. That's what, you know, see what happens.
And how did you meet your husband?
Oh God, a long time ago now. Just met through friends, really. Sort of. I just saw him and thought, oh, I really like the look of you. And then we just got together and that was it. We've just been together ever since. Spent every day together. Sort of. Long time now. It's been 13 and a half years. A long time in your life, isn't it?
So what are your thoughts then, feelings about this new era, you being an artist?
I don't know, it's sort of mixed. It's that whole, you know, am I going to fail? You know, where to go next, what to do? And I think it's when you've got so much you can do, it's difficult to narrow yourself down to, you know, because that's what they teach you when you go to uni, isn't it? You know, to not look at all the, you know, it's all this craziness, and you have to find sort of where you want, the direction you want to go with it. I suppose it's remembering that, and I don't know, you know, the world's my oyster. Who knows? You just don't know, so I have to wait and see.
So have you got anything else you'd like to say about being here as part of the project, or you'd like to say about posterity?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just really glad to have this opportunity to do it. I'm really excited about joining in, being part of it, and I'm still really nervous. I can't wait. Looking forward to getting out there now. So yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.